Has the time come when the wound of the beast will be healed? Well, Revelation 13 talks about two beasts in the end time that will cooperate in bringing about a new world order. A beast in Bible prophecy symbolizes a power or a kingdom. The historicist view of Revelation 13 is identifying the first power or beast as the papacy. It is very clear it only fits this one kingdom or power. And a careful study of the second power of Revelation 13 shows that it symbolizes the United States. The Bible predicts that this country will set up a system that reflects the system of the papacy, an image to the papacy. Some centuries ago, Protestants fled Europe to get free from Catholics that were persecuting them. My question is, are we now seeing a shift in US politics? Will there be big changes ahead? When talking about Catholics, let me point out one important thing. I know several lovely Catholics. Actually, my wife grew up in a Catholic family. Please understand that we are looking at systems here and not individuals. And if you want to know more about how the Bible identifies the papacy in Bible prophecy, please see the link listed below and you will find out more. Now let's look at some interesting facts. In the recent years, the Catholics have gained more and more influence in US politics. Joe Biden, a devout Catholic, has recently become president of the United States. He's the second Catholic president in the history of the United States. John F. Kennedy was the first. As of January 2019, Catholics represent 30.5% of the United States Congress, 22 Catholics in the Senate, and 141 out of 435 are Catholics in the House, in the House of Representatives. The current Speaker of the House, for example, Nancy Pelosi, she is a Catholic. A majority of the Supreme Court has been Catholic since 2005, and this percentage has been growing ever since. And right now, 6 out of 9 seats belong to the Catholics. And what about Joe Biden's incoming cabinet? Well, more than 1/3 of all of these are Catholics. The National Catholic Reporter published an article called Joe Biden's Very Catholic Cabinet. Apart from showing how this cabinet is indeed very Catholic, it says the following. In addition to the official cabinet posts, Biden has nominated former Secretary of State John Kerry to lead his climate team and former UN Ambassador Samantha Power to head USAID, which oversees humanitarian aid. Both individuals are Catholic and outspoken admirers of Francis. Kerry was instrumental in negotiating the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015 and specifically praised Francis' 2015 environmental encyclical, Laudato Si, on care for our common home, as a powerful tool in responding to the threat of climate change. Now, as you might remember, Laudato Si is an encyclical addressed by Pope Francis to the whole world, and in it he strongly pushes for action against climate change. And part of this action suggested by the Pope was to rest on Sunday. On Sunday, our Participation in the Eucharist has special importance. Sunday, like the Jewish Sabbath, is meant to be a day which heals our relationship with God, with ourselves, with others, and with the world. This is just part of this encyclical. The director of Bernardine Center at Catholic Theological Union in Chicago, Stephen Millis, tweeted the following in December as Biden started to announce cabinet positions. There never has been a more Catholic administration in the U.S. history, and that seems about right. Now, this is very interesting. Consider this. During the inauguration of President Joe Biden, a Jesuit priest had prayer, and he even invoked Pope Francis, which himself is a Jesuit, in his prayer. It's quite significant. And the former presidents have chosen symbolic Bibles for their inauguration when they are becoming presidents and are swearing, putting one hand on the Bible and so on, you can see here. Joe Biden was no different. The presidential oath of Joe Biden was done on a special Bible, Dwight Rimes Bible, which is a Jesuit Bible. So are all these things just a coincidence, or does it fit well with the facts that we have looked at? You decide. So why is it significant with Catholics taking over the U.S. politics and government? Well, there are several reasons. In the 17th century, tens of thousands of Protestants were fleeing to America to get refuge from the persecuting Catholic power, which killed many millions that did not want to adhere to the Catholic faith. And today, it seems to be forgotten by many, and especially by Protestant America. Catholics have apologized for these things, but you know what? The Bible predicts that this persecution will be repeated again in the end times, and it will be very serious. The prophecy of Revelation 13 shows that the first beast power, the papacy, will cooperate with the second beast power, the United States. The prophecy describes how the United States will set up an image to the papacy, causing the world to worship and follow the papacy. With so many Catholics present in high position of the U.S. politics, this can be easily done. The Bible says the following regarding the papacy. And I saw one of his heads, as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And notice, all the world marveled and followed the beast. From Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. The Vatican and Pope Francis, actually, they sent a message to the Americans the evening that Joe Biden was inaugurated as president. And I'm going to read here from this article. It says, "The United States needs to realize that unfulfilled dream of harmony and equality, a dream that always remains relevant and indeed becomes even more urgent in a country where, despite the great economic opportunities, there remain injustices and social conflicts that have also now been exacerbated by the pandemic. This is therefore the time to let us prevail over me to," notice, "heal wounds and find a renewed unity based on those principles that have always sustained American democracy and made of it a protagonist on the international scene." These were the words of Pope Francis. And it sounds to me like the language that he used in Laudato Si. So what's the Pope really saying here? He's saying it's time to heal wounds. And I believe that the wound of the papacy is indeed healing. And soon, the whole world, as the Bible has predicted, except a small group of people, remnant of God, will follow this power. Furthermore, the article goes on to say, and I'm quoting, besides the internal theme of healing, the American society, there is also the external front on which the international spotlight is focused. After years, often marked by unilateral decisions or bilateral agreements, there are, in fact, great expectations for a return to multilateralism in foreign policy and recovery of the relationship of trust with international organizations. Starting with the UN, some steps in this direction have already been announced in recent weeks, such as the return of the United States to the Paris Climate Agreement. This move converges with Pope Francis' commitment in favor of the custody of our common home expressed in Laudato Si. Maybe you remember that Pope Francis personally gave Donald Trump a copy of his encyclical Laudato Si, in which he calls for a strong action to address the climate crisis, as I mentioned. Now, Donald Trump went actually in the opposite direction, as you might remember, and he took United States out of the Paris Agreement. But, you know, as you probably have seen already, as one of the first executive orders that Joe Biden did was to take the United States back to the Paris Agreement. By the way, can you see here what is behind Biden, this image? That's right. It's a photo with Pope Francis and himself. You know, with the great turmoil happening in the world, the COVID-19 pandemic, violence, riots, murder, envy, and a whole lot more, the world is being set up for Satan's masterpiece of deception. So, has the time come when the wound of the beast will be healed? Well, time will show, but one thing is sure. It is healing. And only looking back the last years, so many things have happened in the world and in the United States, and we can see that Bible prophecy is getting fulfilled. As we read in Revelation chapter 12 to 14, God's Ten Commandments will be central in the last conflict. And the fourth commandment, the Sabbath commandment, it's showing who God is. And this is what finally will be central in the last conflict. You know, most of Christianity agree with the other nine commandments. The real issue is about the fourth. And actually, the Catholics themselves, they say, we have changed this commandment. The world will be set up by a great deception, where one finally has to make a choice. Shall I obey man and be able to survive, or shall I obey God and be killed? You know, this is ultimately where the conflict is going to take us. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12. Are you part of this group? Have you allowed God to write all His commandments in your heart? Do you have the faith of Jesus? You know, only the blood of Jesus can save us. I encourage you to study Bible prophecy, because the time is near. If you want to know more about what the Bible prophecy says, we offer you a free book here in the link below. Check it out. It's an amazing book called The Great Controversy. May God bless you, and may God help us all to understand more and more about the Bible, about God, and about Bible prophecy. and the times that we are living in. Jesus is coming soon.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.